And then when you talk about, you know, if we close these schools, we're killing the town, you're 100% correct. And I don't know if I have a question for you as much as just a comment. I struggle with that so much. My family still lives in Cooter, Missouri. And if you close the school, you have killed the town. You absolutely have. You have killed a sense of community. You've killed a sense of pride, of something that holds people together. It is a school that I graduated from, my sisters, my mom and dad, my aunts and uncles, grandparents. At the same time, whether you're struggling at Cooter High School or in the Kansas City School District or in Ferguson, if you graduate from high school and you get accepted into a state university, you should be able to jump right into the first class. And if school districts aren't preparing our students to succeed in our state universities, then they're not doing their job. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what the answer is. But this is happening across the state. It makes me mad that, you know, I got to Mizzou and took remedial math. It makes me mad that I got to the number one journalism school in the world and I'd written one paper in high school. I was not prepared. And so I wonder, as we look at this bill, if a school, I think it says 3 out of 5 years, is in the bottom 5% or 10%, it closes. What if we added a step between closure and those 3 and 5 years, which is we're going to pour some resources into it. We're going to figure out what's the problem and what do we need to do to protect the community, to protect the school. But at some point, they've got to step up. I mean, as much as I love my alma mater, they aren't, that school isn't there to give a sense of community. It's there to educate the community's kids. And that has to be the number one priority. And so I wonder if there's not a step, and maybe this is more for the sponsor, but a step there where we come in and we try everything we can to save that district. But, you know, like I said, this is happening in our most urban school buildings and in our most rural buildings.